With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. At least $6.5 million was spent on lobbying during the state's 2019 legislative session. That's according to the spending reports that groups trying to influence state lawmakers are legally required to file. Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney dug into the reports, which this year got harder for the public to make sense of.
The spending reports document everything from how much lobbyists got paid to when interest groups picked up the tab for a steak dinner or drinks with the lawmaker, or gifted them things like Bobcat football tickets. In the past, Montana's commissioners of political practices have devoted a lot of staff time to translating the paper forms lobbyists are required to file into a single electronic document, which the public or press could then search and sort. But this year, Political Practices Commissioner Jeff Mangan, who was appointed in 2017, chose not to require his staff to do that.
It's not their jobs to input information for the lobbyists.
Mangan said doing so took too much staff time, time needed to run the compliance side of the office and work through political complaints. Both lobbyists and government watchdog groups say Montana's lobbying disclosure laws are better than most other states. But Denise Roth-Barber, managing director at the National Institute on Money and Politics in Helena, says the lack of consistent electronic filing is a weakness.
In Montana, for somebody like the average person or a, you know, a reporter, for them to want to know how much was spent, they cannot go and find a digital file and easily access that information. They have to open up all these reports, monthly reports filed by all these clients who filed on paper. And that is 1950s technology.
Political Practices Commissioner Mangan says part of the problem is that unlike campaign finance reports, Montana law does not require lobbyists to file their disclosure reports electronically. He says it's time lawmakers take a look at updating lobbying disclosure laws in the state that at times cause confusion about what information lobbyists do and don't disclose.
And we'll probably spend the next couple of years of my tenure as Commissioner of Political Practices asking the legislature to take a look at strengthening our lobbyists' statutes.
But for now, the only way to get a big-picture look at how much is being spent to lobby state lawmakers is to go online and view each individual scanned report. Once I get to the Commissioner of Political Practices website, I can click the 2019 Legislative Session and Lobbying link. It gives me two options for databases of lobbying disclosure documents. One is electronic, and one is hard copy. There are hundreds of these that I can scroll through, and I would have to open up each of them individually to see what the spending was for that individual principal and the lobbyist that they paid. And so it takes quite a bit of time to look through these and determine on a big picture level what kind of spending is actually going on. It took me hours to go through the reports to arrive at the total amount lobbyists reported spending in the 2019 session. That was around $6.5 million. They show that the most spending was reported by PPL Services Corporation, the Pennsylvania-based utilities company that spun off some of its holdings into Talon Energy, which operates the Colstrip coal-fired power plant. It spent roughly $160,000. Other big spenders, although not necessarily the biggest, include the Montana Association of Counties at $106,000, the Montana School Boards Association at more than $82,000, and the Laurelite-Hutterite colonies, which spent nearly $78,000. Making information like this easier for the public to access would require legislation, or giving Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices more funding. That's not likely, says Jen Hensley.
It's like asking foxes to adequately fund the construction of a well-made hen house.
Hensley is a lobbyist for Pacific Source Health Plans. She also briefly served as Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices in 2011.
When there's not enough money to create these very complex online databases, something's got to give.
Hensley says the legislature and Commissioner Mangan have decided to prioritize policing potentially shady election campaign and lobbying practices and not spend a lot on a lobbyist spending database. And Hensley says even a great spending database wouldn't tell the whole story of how lobbyists influence how bills are written, become laws, or are killed. She says money can't buy the kind of personal relationships that really count.
It's Sunday afternoon at the ball game, or, you know, Tuesday night at the brewery when you happen to run into somebody and say, oh, hey, about this, X, Y, and Z. It's where these passing conversations happen that much of the real quality work gets done.
Hensley says it's hard to account for those interactions in lobbyist disclosure forms, nor does she think they necessarily should. To her, Montana lobbyist disclosure laws hit a sweet spot between giving the public information about what lobbyists are doing and allowing them the flexibility to work. And she says if lawmakers decide they want tougher regulations, they don't operate in a vacuum.
Quite frankly, when you're trying to regulate and change the system of lobbyists, you have to know that lobbyists are better than anybody at how to get policy killed. So if you don't have the lobbyists on board with it, good luck.
It's been nearly two decades since Montana significantly changed its lobbying laws. Political Practices Commissioner Jeff Mangan said during this year's legislative session he hoped lawmakers would look at the issue during the interim. Lawmakers have not indicated that they will. There's more information about lobbyist spending in Montana on our website. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.